بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday we talked about the issue of friends, real friends, not people who accept your excuses, but people who force you to face your excuses so that you realize the truth. And the truth is that excuses do not change reality. Let me say this to you with all the emphasis at my command. And that is that if you want success in life, as I told you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the rules and He made the same rules for everybody. And what is that rule? That rule is, if you want success in life, it is like hitting a target with anything. Whether you're shooting an arrow or you're shooting at the target with a BB gun or you're throwing a ball at it or, you know, a dartboard. If you want to hit a target, any target, ask yourself, what do you need to do? Right? It's not rocket science. It's very, very simple. If you want to hit the target, what do you need to do? You need to focus, you need to take aim, and you need to shoot straight or throw the ball straight, right? Instead of that, if you just throw the ball somewhere in that direction, right? So you're not throwing it in the opposite direction, you're throwing it in that direction, but generally somewhere in that direction. And obviously you will not hit the target. And then, of course, your dear friends who are willing to give you excuses, they say, oh, but you know, at least he did something. Tell me, is that going to win you any medals? Supposing you are taking part in this, competition, and you never hit the target. You are throwing the ball or whatever in the general direction, but you never ever hit the target. Are you going to win any medals? Right? Try to get your mind around this. I mean, really, if you are not able to understand this, then I am sorry, I must say I have really nothing more to say. Because that is the reality of success. And the reality of success is only and absolutely only, without exception, only those who can focus and who can aim and shoot straight, meaning throw the ball straight, meaning keep on the right path, only they succeed, nobody else. Some effort is worthless, because it is just as good or bad as no effort. And maybe in some ways no effort is better, because at least you didn't even make the effort. But if you made some effort and you failed, then you wasted the effort and you still didn't get what you wanted. Right? If you have to get across a 10-foot trench and you leap 9.5 feet, you are still inside the trench. Right, you're still dead, you still fell into the trench. Now, if somebody comes and says, oh, but you know, after all, he did his best. Oh yeah, big deal, right? Big deal. Because that best didn't take him across the trench. So what good is that best? I know this sounds harsh, but as I told you, success is not for everybody. So if you decide that you want success, then forget about feeling nice. Feel nice when you get success. Feel nice when you actually succeed. Not when you're pretending to work. Not when you're pretending to succeed. Not when you're pretending to make an effort. Because if you feel nice when you are pretending to make an effort, that is the surest guarantee to failure. That is why this is one of the my many complaints against social media. And one of the biggest ones is that it gives you the illusion of success. Right? It gives you the illusion of success. It's not success, not by a long shot, but somehow you feel, oh, well, you know, I did something, I forwarded a few messages, here are these starving children, so what do? I forward these miserable photographs and I forward these very pathetic videos, and a whole bunch of my equally pathetic friends will sit and watch those videos and feel pathetic about all that. But believe me, not one of those starving children got a scrap of food in his mouth. He didn't get a half a slice of bread on his plate by your forwarding videos or your having this useless conversation on social media, right? Facebook and whatnot. Nothing happens on the ground. So much also for all the petitions which are forwarded all the time. Tell me, how many of you have signed petitions? And then did you ever follow up to see what happened to that particular issue that you had made the petition about? Did anything at all happen to it? Except for the fact that someone got to harvest a whole lot of new email IDs and postal information to sell to somebody else. I mean, what was the purpose? What was the result of that petition? My brothers and sisters, please understand. You decide for yourself. You want to be successful in life. If you want to be successful in life, then stop making excuses. Stop pretending to work, and focus your attention on one thing, and that is called measurement. What you cannot measure does not exist. It doesn't matter how much of hard work you did. The only thing that matters is what is the result of that hard work. If that hard work did not produce results, then that hard work was a waste of time. So now if you went to college, you studied something. Now ask yourself, I studied this thing for 3 years, 5 years, whatever. What do I actually know? What do I know? Right? Ask yourself this question. You know, when I wanted to get into the area of family business consulting, this is exactly what I did. I sat down and I said, what do I know about family businesses? But you know, I mean, unlike many people, I keep notes. I write down things. So when I sat down to say, what do I know about family businesses? And I went through all my documentation. It produced a book, and the book is called The Business of Family Business. Right? It's on Amazon. Go buy it. And don't ever even imagine that you can ask me for a PDF, a free PDF of that, because you're going to get such an earful if you do that. Because these are all signs of losers. You don't even want to spend money to buy a book, and you want to succeed in life. That's the worst kind of loser that I've ever seen in my life. So forget about that. But I'm saying, I sat down and I said to myself, what do I know? And it produced a book. And as a result of the book, alhamdulillah, it produced for me many family business, big family businesses as my clients. And alhamdulillah, I mean, over the years now, you know, they started off as clients, but now many of them are very dear friends of mine and so on and so forth. Beautiful life. The point I'm saying is, how did that happen? Because I document things. Because I sat down and said, what do I know? And then I said, but what can I do with what I know? So I know a whole lot of stuff about family businesses. I know a whole lot of stuff about entrepreneurship. I know a whole lot of stuff about how to start a business, grow a business. So what do? I write another book, which is called The Entrepreneur's Diary. Right. So when I say, what do I know? And then I say, what can I do with what I know? This produces results. And those results, you know, not everything has to be taken to the bank. In my case, I was able to do that. But I'm saying, even if you don't do that, at least you are able to produce results which are creating some effect on the ground, some positive effect on the ground. If that is not happening, you went to college, you did something, and you came out, and you are still, you know, languishing, and you say, well, what can you do? Well, you know, I'm keeping busy, or some stupid thing like that. Allah hawla quwwata illa billah. I'm telling you, seriously, I get so mad with these kinds that makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, you spend all this money. My point is, you spend all this money, you go to college, you study, and so on and so forth. At the end of that, you cannot leverage that. You cannot use that information. You cannot use that knowledge. So what did you do in college? Like, what was the point of going to college? You spent 4 or 5 years of your life, and you just did what? I mean, just kissed it goodbye. So really, my brothers and sisters, seriously, ask yourself these questions and then say, what is it? How can I measure what I know? So sit down and ask yourself, what do I know? and then ask yourself, what can I do with what I know? And then take it from there and do what you can do with it. You know, build a business and so on, whatnot, whatnot. Right? One of the things I strongly advocate is to learn a skill, something that you can do with your hands. Something that you can do with your hands. You're creating things, right? That is a beautiful thing to be able to do. I have this wonderful friend of mine who's helping me do various things here in America. I mean, just to see, you know, how skillfully he is able to work with his hands, is just to stand there and watch that is a joy. And that is something that anybody can learn. You know, it's not restricted to any individual. So if you make the effort, it will happen. But if you sit around making excuses, believe me, nothing is going to change, right? So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to do some work and to produce some results with which we can be satisfied, inshallah, and which will produce for us. We ask Allah to make us, enable us to do that, which also pleases Him and which does not displease Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.